Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
E-L-G-F-E-S, Eagles!
Covers!
What?
Allegis.
I mean, it's just one of my favorites of all time.
E-L-G-F-E-S, Eagles!
That's the mayor of Philadelphia. That's the mayor of Philadelphia who doesn't know how to spell the Eagles.
Yeah, that's great. Who are the chefs?
Right. Did you see the one that's going around now where it says refs in the end zone?
Haters are going to hate.
I mean, it's not even close. E-L-G-S-E-S.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'd love to see it.
You got to feel good if you live in Philadelphia. My sister lives there. I said that to her. She goes, nobody likes this mayor anyway. So
the MVP finalists are out. Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, Lamar Jackson. Those will be your five candidates for the MVP. The offensive rookie finalists are also out. Brock Bowers, Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, Bo Nix, Brian Thomas Jr. The NFL is in good hands, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Go over those MVP candidates again.
Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff.
If you're taking the word literally, most valuable player, it's Barkley. Because I don't think that team is any good without Barkley on it right now. Like, he's the reason they're in the NFC Championship game, right? Am I speaking out of turn here?
No, I have no argument for that.
They have an amazing defense. I give them some credit. Top two defense in the league. But I'd agree with you. The offense runs through him.
Yeah. I mean, and look where they are. Yes, they're at the, like, Burrow didn't make the playoffs, cross his ass off. He's no better than Carson Wentz.
I would say if you're getting critical, I would take Jared Goff off the list
because of
supporting cast, to be fair. I mean, I'm just... This is where it gets really critical. Burrow, you take out because of the record.
Right.
Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry helped. Lamar was still fantastic.
Right.
Josh Allen, I would argue if you wanted me to not say Saquon Barkley, I'd say Josh Allen.
Yeah, those are the two it should come down to.
Because name four offensive players that he has.
That's exactly right.
Right. Like, yeah. I mean, obviously, Mac and I can sit here and be like, well, he's got Kincaid. He's got this guy. He's got, you know, Hollis. He's got Coleman. He's got Cook. He's, you know, whatever. But, I mean,
hardly a household name like Detroit, Kansas City, you know,
Cincinnati.
I mean, look at all that talent they had on off. And I don't want to hear that their defense didn't give them an eye. You're the MVP. Patrick Mahomes didn't have a defense and went to an AFC championship game. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, losers.
I mean,
people forget that.
Yeah.
People just, oh, you had a bad defense. Patrick Mahomes didn't have a defense for
I'm tired of the Joe Burrow derangement syndrome, because that's what's out there right now. Joe Burrow isn't any better than Andy Dalton in 5 years with the Cincinnati Bengals. Andy Dalton went to the playoffs 5 times in 5 years. Joe Burrow went twice. Stop making excuses for Joe Burrow. Seriously, the Patrick Mahomes year that we went to that AFC title game and almost beat New England with Bob Sutton and D Ford and Ike, Patrick Mahomes had to put up 50 a game just to give his team an opportunity because that defense was so bad.
Yeah.
And we're going to sit here and make these excuses for Joe Burrow, who didn't make the playoffs, barely had a winning record. And talk about him in the MVP. Patrick Mahomes had no defense, led the world in everything, went to an AFC championship game, pulling this defense across the finish line. That's what a most valuable player does. If Joe Burrow is really a valuable player at all at that quarterback position, you need to overcome your defense like Patrick Mahomes does, or sit back down.
Who were the five at offensive rookie?
Brock Bowers. Let me find it. It's right here. Brock Bowers, Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, Bo Nix, Brian Thomas Jr.
Okay, I'm going to leave the room right now because they just announced the assistant coach of the year finalists. Where the hell is Spags?
What? Yeah. That is true.
Oh, my God.
Who Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson, Brian Flores, Vic Fangio, and Joe Brady.
How is Spags not on that list?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Because this is going to be Spags versus Joe Brady this weekend, too. And this is Joe Brady's, you know, second shot at Spags' defense. Put up 24 against him last year. Now, all of a sudden, it's like playoff time number two. Joe Brady, you're a hot commodity. Welcome Steve Spagnuolo to the party as well.
Yeah. I was thinking about it yesterday. Chiefs win this game. Spags would be 3-0 in the postseason against Josh Allen, right? Or 4-0 in the postseason against Josh Allen. 2-1 in Super Bowls against Tom Brady. I mean, talk about Dragon Slayer right there.
Your comeback player of the year finalist list is also out, the one that Mac loves so much as we go around the league here.
Sword sucks.
Joe Burrow, Sam Darnold, J.K. Dobbins, Christian Gonzalez, DeMar Hamlin.
No, DeMar Hamlin's not on this list again.
You'll see the graphic come up here on the TV soon, but this is from the NFL, and it's finalist for AP Comeback Player of the Year.
What's he coming back from?
He played last year.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's already happened. Yeah.
Is that the right list? Are you sure you got last year's or this year?
This is NFL golden checkmark.
Wow.
Joe Burrow, Sam Darnold, J.K. Dobbins, Christian Gonzalez, and DeMar Hamlin.
Like, DeMar didn't play much last. You can't get comeback player of the year 2 years in a row. I mean,
no.
What's Sam? I mean, I'm a huge Sam Darnold guy, obviously. What's he coming back from? Just being bad?
Just not.
Okay.
So who are you going with on that list?
Yeah. J.K. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins.
Okay.
Personally,
if we're giving the award for what it's meant to be a given away for, then J.K. Dobbins. Like, Joe Burrow played half the season last year. It's not like he came back from, like, you know, shattering his, like, knee bone. DeMar Hamlin played last year.
Right.
Christian Gonzalez, maybe deserving, missed the entire year, came back this year, played decent football at the defensive position. J.K. Dobbins has overcome so many injuries.
That guy's hurt all the time.
And was good this year. Like, got hurt again this year, but still played majority of the
year.
Came
back,
Had 1,000 yards, I believe, rushing.
He did.
At the time the season started, he was like the number one touchdown scorer. Obviously, Cook is now that guy for the Buffalo Bills who you'll play this weekend. But I think J.K. Dobbins gets it. It'll go to Joe Burrow.
It'll go to Burrow.
It'll go to Burrow or Darnold.
Because Burrow won't get the MVP, and they'll be like, oh, he deserves an award.
No, he doesn't.
The Offensive Rookie of the Year award is, there's not a wrong answer.
I don't know who the answer is.
I mean, it's
Bowers
gonna be,
is legit, obviously.
Jaden Daniels, obviously, in the NFC Championship game as the quarterback. You have an argument he could be in the MVP conversation.
How's he not in the MVP conversation?
Because he's a rookie.
He's a rook.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes. Oh, that's right. He wasn't
CJ Stroud wasn't in there either.
No,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not, doesn't make sense, but
you can give
it
to Brian Thomas Jr. Who was he getting passes thrown to him and he was that relevant in football? Mac Jones?
For a good portion of the season. Mac Jones was.
Bo Nix as a rookie quarterback goes to the playoffs, beat the Chiefs, I guess. I don't know. Malik Nabers, who was his quarterback.
Malik Nabers actually should win it because he put up 1,000 yards with Daniel Jones and Drew Locke and Tommy Cutlets throwing him the football.
Brock Bowers, rookie of the year. I mean, he fooled everyone to think that he looks like he's 23. He's actually 40 and plays like a rookie stud.
Wow, from the 913, was Ladd McConkey not on the offensive rookie of the year list? That's just how good
that
list is.
That's why I said the NFL is in great hands.
How's Ladd not on that
list? How's Xavier Worthy not on that list?
That's crazy, yeah.
Obviously, didn't put up those numbers that those guys did, but that's another rookie in the NFL.
Yeah, but you got Mahomes, you got Kelsey, you know, like those guys will overshadow.
Yeah.
I think the offensive rookie of the year list is the legit one out
there. That's awesome.
The assistant coach list can bite me. The MVP can suck it, you know. All these other things that are out there right now that are just so managed by these voters. Football writers are becoming like baseball writers, man, and that's not a compliment.
Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah, you look at that, you wonder why the NFL is continuing to move the needle times 1,000 because those guys are coming up and they're just in their first year. I mean, that's insane. Rookie quarterback.
Who takes the step back of those five rookies? I would say Bowers because you don't know who the quarterback is, but he played great and you didn't know who the quarterback was this year, so it's not him. It's not going to be Malik Nabers because anybody with air going through their lungs is going to throw him the ball better than what he had.
I think the safest take would be Daniels.
Yeah.
Just because video will be out, and I've seen what Stroud did last year, who had one of the best rookie years of all time, and Stroud took a back seat. Like, he didn't go terrible. But what you've done, like, so in order for him to not, you know, consider to take a step back, does he have to get to the NFC Championship game again? Like, in your first year, you got to the NFC Championship game. If you don't get there next year, it's like, well, he was better last year. So, like, I think that's the unfair answer to, like, who would necessarily take a step back. Obviously, I mean,
everybody thought Mahomes was going to take a step back, too. And for 2 years, we talked about, well, the tape's out on him. And the tape was never out on Patrick Mahomes, right?
Like, there was for about 7 weeks.
That's about it. Yep. And then he figured that out
figured
as well.
Out.
So why, like, I know when that's going to be the narrative with Daniels and Washington. Like, but why does that have to be the narrative every year? Why can't we just say, hey, this guy played great. Let's buy in. Everybody's like, well, let's just wait and see what these defensive coordinators do. Half who get fired next year anyway. So, like, I don't know, man. Like, why can't Daniels arrive? Why can't we just say, yeah, this guy's legit?